Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Semper Reformanda, always reforming. This cry has rung out from almost the time of the Reformation itself to express the idea that the Reformation never really ended, that the Church should never stand at rest, should never get stagnant and stale, should never be content with where it is, but should always be in motion, pressing on, reforming itself day by day. But is such a phrase and idea even faithful to the biblical truth and witness? And if it is, does it apply to us here at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Humboldt, Kansas today? To answer these questions, we first must ask, what does Semper Reformanda, always reforming, mean? There have been a couple of ways this phrase has been applied. Some cry Semper Reformanda to contend that God is continuing to pour out new revelation, and thus the Church must always be willing to modify and adapt its doctrine and practice to accommodate these new teachings. They contend that theology progresses as humanity progresses. A motto adopted by such a church body is, never place a period where God has placed a comma. But others contend that matters of doctrine and practice are settled already by God's word alone. And so Semper Reformanda does not refer to external things, such as doctrine and practice, but to internal things, such as the heart of man. They contend that there will always be a need for the living God to chip away the arrogance and misunderstanding and unbelief within us. Our hearts and our lives will always require God's restoration and reformation until the day when we have been raised from the dead and completely transformed into the image of Christ Jesus. To the best of our knowledge, this was the original intent of the phrase, and where the words of Jesus in our gospel today lead us. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But what does this have to do with Semper Reformanda? Those who listened to Jesus didn't get it either. They insisted that they had never been enslaved to anyone, so why would they need Jesus to set them free? The problem was, they were hearing Jesus speak, but they were not abiding in his word. Jesus had just explained to them that they would die in their sins unless they believed in him, that he is the Son of Man, the one sent by the Father. And so again he explains, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." We know that we were conceived in sin, for our parents were sinful and their parents before them. We were all born in bondage to sin, unable to free ourselves from its guilt and condemnation. Only the Son can set us free. But those who listened to Jesus speak could not conceive of themselves as being slaves to anyone or anything. They did not understand, and so they hardened their hearts against Jesus, so that his word found no place in them, and they remained enslaved to sin. At first, Luther didn't quite understand either. He knew he was trapped, tormented by guilt, but he thought that it was his own sinfulness that kept him in slavery, that never-ending cycle from which he could not escape and on account of which he would suffer eternal damnation. No matter what he did, no matter how hard he tried, he could not free himself from his sinfulness. No one can. We remain sinful even today. But does that mean Christ has not set us free? Luther thought that his slavery was caused by his sins, but in reality, it was caused by something else. His slavery was caused by the fact that he could not hear the voice of Jesus and believe in him. His slavery was caused by the fact that he did not abide in the words of Christ. The same mistake happens today. The world, of course, is usually blinded by the fact that they are enslaved, much like in the day of Jesus. To them, the entire thought is preposterous. But to us Christians, we know our sin. Yet even as God's own dear children, we can find ourselves living and acting as though we're still bound in chains, tormented by our guilt, or carelessly pursuing the desires of our flesh. Not free to be for God and for others what God has set us free to be. This is not a slavery of our sinfulness, but a slavery of the ears. It is caused by listening, not to Jesus, but by listening to the wrong voices, the wrong message. The Jews in Jesus' day were listening to anything other than Jesus. "Abide in my word," he said, but they would have none of it. Luther was listening to perhaps the screams of his own voice, his own fears as he was suffocated by his sin, until he finally heard the voice of God in Christ Jesus, setting him free. That same promise of freedom is for me and for you. Christ's word sets us free from slavery to the other voices so that we can listen to him alone. Listen to Jesus and be set free because you believe in him. Thus, Semper Reformanda, always reforming, is an invitation to self-examination as individuals and as a congregation. Semper Reformanda, continually examine your hearts and your minds according to the word of Christ and listen to him because he wants to talk to you about himself. One question dominates John 8. Who is Jesus? Earlier on, the Jews ask him, "Who are you?" Later, Jesus tells them, "Before Abraham was, I am he. I am the answer. I am the truth. You need to listen to me." Semper Reformanda, always reforming. We confess our arrogance, we confess our misunderstanding, we confess our unbelief, and we are set free as we abide in his word. Jesus is the perfect Son of the Father from eternity. The eternal Word became flesh. He became a man, the Son of God. And as the only and perfect Son, Jesus obeys his Father. He carries out the Father's will as no one else ever had, as no one else ever could. He completes the work. It is finished. He dies in our sins. He was trapped in and enslaved in a rock-hewn tomb. He gave himself over to the bondage of death for you. On Easter, that slavery was broken. He had said to the disciples he would be gone for a little while. But then he showed himself to be the resurrection and the life. He laid down his life only to take it up again. This Son lives, and he has abundance in mercy and forgiveness and life. And he says, "This is who I am. Remain in me. Listen to me. Be set free from your fear and your unbelief. Listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free. In Jerusalem long ago, they refused to listen. They stopped up their ears. For Luther, long ago, God enabled him to open his ears and hear the voice of Jesus coming to overcome the accusations of Luther's own conscience. For you and me, right here, right now, on this Reformation Day, listen to Jesus' voice. Be set free from slavery to sin. Jesus says, "Yes, your sin is great, but I am the perfect Son of God. I am greater than your sin. You will not die in your sins, for I have already done that for you. You are mine." Jesus says, "You've been listening to other voices that say that you are in control. Other voices that say you need to pursue that sin or that purpose that flows from your own desires. Stop listening to them. They are leading you back into slavery." Jesus says, "You belong to me now. To me. I will protect you. Your meaning comes from me. You're free now to serve me. It's the way that I made you. It's true freedom." Jesus says, "You are my disciples. Listen to me. Remain in my word. Be set free." Semper Reformanda. Listen to the voice of Jesus and believe. Hell has been described as the kingdom of noise. If that's appropriate, one of the things it means is that in hell, you cannot hear the voice of Jesus. On Reformation Day, let this be our prayer. O Lord, open my ears. Let me always be reformed by your word, forgiven and set free. Jesus' words free us from slavery to unbelief. We find our salvation in him and in him alone. Jesus' word frees us from the slavery of wasted lives. He can teach us to follow him. Just listen to Jesus and be set free. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.